So this is something we haven't done often here. For some churches, there's a thing called call and response, where the preacher says something and the congregation repeats it and kind of goes back and forth. And I know some people are uncomfortable with saying anything out loud or being called on to do anything, but I thought today we'd give it a try. Some of you may have heard this one before. So when I say God is good, I want you to say all the time, God is good.
All the time.
And then when I say all the time, you say God is good. All the time.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. I thought today was a good time to try that one out. As we conclude our series on our Be the Church banner, today we're looking at the statement that says, enjoy this life. Enjoy this life. So it's easy to enjoy this life when we remember that God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
And it goes great with this scripture reading that we're talking about. Here's Jesus saying, don't worry. Don't worry about anything. Everything's fine. You worry about eating and you worry about where your clothes are going to come from, but don't worry about it because God is good. And all the time. So what are you worrying about? The birds don't worry. They have enough food. The flowers don't worry. They are clothed in all the glory that they need. So why would you worry? Sounds good. It's easy. Don't worry. Enjoy life. God is good. And all the time.
Right.
But, well, here's the problem. I do worry. Not only about food and clothing, but I know so many people now who are sick and struggling. And I've known so many people who have died young before it seemed like they had enough time to live. And the truth is, I do worry about where the next meal is going to come from, or where my kids' clothes are going to come from. And I know that there are millions of families in this country that worry about that every day. There are billions of people around the world who don't have enough clothes and enough food. And Jesus is sitting there saying, well, don't worry about it, because look at the birds. They have enough food, and the flowers have enough to wear. And that doesn't really help me very much. In fact, it kind of just makes me a little bit jealous of the birds and the flowers. Well, of course they have enough. They can just sit back and wait, and everything comes to them that they need. They don't have to work for it the way we do. This reading comes from early in the book of Matthew. This is Matthew chapter 6. There's dozens of chapters that are left in the story. So Jesus is early in his ministry, and he's going around and he's teaching people, and he's trying to get people to follow him. And so he's giving them this great message. Don't worry. Enjoy this life. But, well, I've read the rest of the story. I know what happens. I know where he's leading them. Jesus is headed towards the cross. Jesus is eventually going to get executed by an oppressive government. And here he is telling people, come and follow me. And don't worry about it. And so I struggle with that a little bit. And how can I think of all of those things and then say God is good?
All the time?
See, Jesus struggled with those things as well. In the rest of that story, Jesus isn't walking around the whole time saying, don't worry about it. Jesus sees the pain and the suffering in the world. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus throws himself on God's mercy, and he says, "Why? Are you sure about this, God?" Jesus wonders. Jesus says, "I'm not so sure that God is good all the time." So Jesus has those moments of doubt that I have, those moments of worry that we all have. And so what Jesus is doing in this moment is he's saying, sure, there are big problems in this world, and I recognize it. And Jesus is calling our attention to the details. Jesus is calling our attention to all of those little moments in life where God exists. God is everywhere, in the birds and in the flowers and in the seeds and in the leaves. And Jesus is saying, you're worrying about the wrong things. You're worrying about these huge problems. But don't forget to look for God in the details. Because when you look for God in the details, when you open your eyes and see God in the birds and the flowers, when you open your ears, you hear God in the voices of children. When you open your mouth, you can speak out for God's reign, speaking out against injustice and oppression. When you open your heart, you can feel God. You can recognize God in the people that you disagree with, the people that you argue with, the people that you call enemy. When you open your mind to the details, to God in the details, you can open your hands and do the work to make sure that everyone has food, to make sure that everyone has clothes, to make sure that no one is suffering or in pain, to be with those who are sick and dying, living out God's reign, being a part of God's kingdom for them so that they see God as well. So it's not that Jesus is saying, don't worry, because it's kind of hard to do that. But when we hear Jesus' call to see God in the details, maybe we'll worry just a little bit less. And when we worry just a little bit less, maybe then we can enjoy this life, this gift that we've been given, however many moments that is. And when we enjoy this life, we can see the holiness that surrounds us everywhere. And then we can truly see and we can truly believe that God is good and all the time. Amen.